shook the suit's hand. He was introduced as David Wyeth of the St. Louis law firm Mercer & Gissel. It sounded like crisp white shirts and tweed. Carver noticed that Wyeth had a barbecue stain on his tie. Whenever they came into town, McGinnis took them to eat at Rosie's Barbecue. Carver gave Wyeth the show by rote, covering everything and saying everything the silk stocking lawyer wanted to hear. Wyeth was on a barbecue and due diligence mission. He would go back to St. Louis and report on how impressed he had been. He would tell them that this was the way to go if the firm wanted to keep up with changing technologies and times. And McGinnis would get another contract. All the while he spoke, Carver was thinking about the intruder they had been chasing. Out there somewhere, not expecting the comeuppance that was speeding toward him. Carver and his young disciples would loot his personal bank accounts, take his identity, and hide photos of men having sex with 8-year-old boys on his work computer. Then he would crash it with a replicating virus. When the intruder couldn't fix it, he would call in an expert. The photos would be found, and the police would be called. The intruder would no longer be a concern. Another threat kept away by the scarecrow.
Wesley? McGinnis said.